This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, so big controversy happening on Tinder. Did you see this thing over the weekend?
On Tinder?
On Tinder.
What you doing on that?
I am not a Tinder man. Are you a Tinder guy?
You sure?
Yeah, yes, I'm sure.
Well, how'd you know about the controversy?
Because it fascinated me. I thought of Figgy, and then I thought of you.
That don't sound like an answer, Figgy.
What'd you think of me and Tinder for?
I'll tell you why I thought of you.
And I still haven't gotten an answer as to why he was on his Tinder.
I wasn't on Tinder. He's
on there for research purposes
only.
I was
reading the stories about Tinder.
From where? Who wrote the stories?
What's your source for that?
The internet.
Oh, okay.
The internet.
So the app. Believable. The actual app.
Yeah.
And that's my... I thought of Figgy, and I realized that's completely unfair. And then I thought of you, and I thought, that's funny. So I'll tell you what I was thinking about. They're adding... You know, you have your profile, obviously, and all the things that you do on there. They have filters, too, so people that can search. By the way, this tells you how much I am not on Tinder. This is all news to me. I was just fascinated by reading, reading all that. Yes. They have filters for the things you can search.
Yeah, so you can sort out people that you're not trying to.
Right.
Yeah.
They've added a filter, height.
Yeah.
So you can search out the height you want. So
yeah.
So nobody under 6 foot.
Exactly. So that's why I felt bad about...
Don't bring that over here.
I felt bad about thinking about you. I was like, oh, wow, you know, that you know, Figgy's not the tallest person in the world. I'll put it that way.
I'm about to say, yeah, my profile won't even pop up
at
this point. Nobody under 6 foot.
So a lot of people are criticizing Tinder because they say, well, this is just promoting superficiality. Tinder is superficiality. That's all it is. You're superficial, you know, about what you're looking for.
Yeah, but not that kind of superficial.
But then my other
thought. Not the kind that hurts my feelings.
Then my other thought was, is Reggie going to lie?
Lie about what? I ain't got nothing to lie about.
About your height?
I ain't got nothing to lie about.
Oh, your height been a lie.
How tall did the doctor say you were?
First of all, that was a nice nurse.
Nurse.
Foremost.
And what'd she say?
She said 5'11 and 3/4". So even then, I would probably, like, under most people's guidelines, I would still round that up to 6. But I know that I'm 6 foot and 3/4".
You do?
I know it.
Medicine says you're not.
I'm certain of it. Don't be out here trying to play me, Lopez.
Medicine says you're not.
Man, that kind of sucked, though, for sure, people like me and Reggie, man, because...
No!
Like, who the hell is searching for somebody under 6 foot?
Yes. So that's what people are complaining
about. The shortest
about.
Girl in the world is looking for somebody 6 foot and over.
Yeah.
A lot of them. I won't say not everybody.
Me and Reggie would be screwed, man.
Me and Reggie.
Again, I would like to be excluded from this particular narrative.
Except your nurse says no.
You in the 5 foot table, man.
That's not my nurse. My primary care physician recognizes me as 6 foot and 3/4 inch. That was something else entirely. I need you to understand that. That was a somewhere else.
What was it? The braids?
I don't even remember what I was about to say. From the 832, someone said, my wife said she saw John on Tinder. Hey, wait a minute.
Well, first of all, what's your wife doing on Tinder?
I think that was the joke.
That joke. Went right back, boomerang style.
Hey, here we go. Wait a minute. I'd be fine. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine. But one thing to remember, man, like for my short kings out there, remember, women like anything. Not every woman likes everything.
But it does tend to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, not because
you will persevere.
But see, the thing is, when you on an app like that, you're gonna look for the dream person.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna if you
all dark and handsome, as they used to say.
If you looking in these streets or something, you probably ain't gonna be like, nah, he ain't over 6 foot. So no, but on the app, you're looking for your dream king right there.
Yeah, but I think
5'11 and a half.
What you got to do is you got to spin this into a positive. The ones that are out here looking for you, they're looking for you, baby. Like ain't no maybe okay. If they put, nah, I'm looking for that 5'6, you in there, baby.
Yeah, you are
like,
in.
That is what they want. Yeah.
What you got to do to all my short kings like me and Reggie, just go out
there. We gonna fight.
Just disable the app, man. Just go out in these streets, man, and spit some game, man. Yeah. Old school.
Have some jokes, too.
Yes, be funny.
You
make
know,
them laugh.
What overcomes short is funny a lot of times. Like nine Kevin, out of ten times.
Look at Kevin Hart, short, but he funny.
Yeah. But funny. You know, that funny will get you somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, so sorry, I'm gonna be the dude. We were having fun with heights and everything, and now I'm gonna be the dude that, like, brings it to like serious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, especially like with this NBA Finals, people start talking about like ratings and everything, and everybody becomes like a network executive.
Yeah,
and like, look, it does not actually matter to you. Like, if you're gonna enjoy it, watching, if you're not, then don't, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But a place where I think that this actually might matter. Apparently, the NHL is having kind of a Sun Belt problem, whereas, like, and like literally the physical region of the Sun Belt, where you look at all these teams that are in the American, like the American South, kind of, that are actually being kind of good, right? You're seeing the Florida Panthers make it to the Stanley Cup Final. Obviously, the Kings have been really good in the past, and you know, various other teams that are not like that are expansion kind of teams, but like even still, like they Dallas has been a good team as well, like. They don't tend to draw in the same way, especially like TV wise, compared to like the, you know, the original six or some of the Canadian teams. I think that might actually be a real problem for hockey in a way, because I think that is an organization that probably has less of the TV revenue than what we're talking about with like the NBA or obviously the NFL, baseball, some of those things. Is a little bit less of that. And then on top of that, like, they probably depend a little bit, like, more of their income is dependent on folks coming out, folks getting jerseys, those types of things. I do wonder if this ends up being an actual issue for the NHL, because, and I also wonder if that points to like a larger kind of issue with our sports landscape, is that we're depending so much on TV, and TV is ending up in this place where it's kind of becoming less and less dependable.
No, I think that's fair. I also am thinking about Houston. If only there was a number six media market out there that had an NHL team, maybe that would help that number.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then also you then wonder if, like, are people outside of Houston going to care about it? Because that's also what it seems to be, as we continue to make all these sports.
Yeah, but you're hitting the market.
Yeah, but as we continue to make more of these sports into, like, a national proposition, not only do you, like, you have to be good in your market for the regular season. Yeah. When it comes down to like playoffs and trying to garner attention for the sport as a whole, you kind of got to have something that is interesting to everybody. And for some reason, people seem to just not be interested when the Nashville Predators are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that's such an interesting proposition. And I do wonder if that tells us anything about like just the TV sports landscape general outside of football.
No, that's more than fair. And it is a problem that the NHL has to address, because that's what everything is based on, is those TV numbers, all the contracts.
Somebody said from the 254, John McClane's profile on Tinder. I don't even know what you're getting at.
Oh,
there.
God. I'm laughing already.
Yeah. Is somebody going to make a John McClane Tinder profile now? Is that what's going to happen next?
Pitiful.
Oh, good.
Man.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So I talked about in the past how I wanted to play a role in Law and Order, mm-hmm. just a little short role.
Yeah.
I think I could play a role in Final Destination. If they make a new movie in mm-hmm. Final Destination, I think I could play a role in that.
How's that?
Just because of what happened to me this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So I was driving, me and my wife was driving on the highway on 610 East, going home, mm-hmm. went to the grocery store. A freaking tire from the ongoing other side of the freeway
yeah.
hit us right in the car, man. Just hit the car, hit the front of the car.
That is terrifying.
Like, it was some Final Destination type stuff, yeah. and this is my confession. I can't drive the same now, man.
It takes a while.
Oh, yeah. You just go head on a swivel. Yeah. But this is the thing. What are you looking for?
That's the thing, because like I'm already looking for crazy drivers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's making sure. You got to.
Yeah, so I'm already looking for that. Now, like I drove a little bit yesterday and mm-hmm. today.
Oh,
I'm constantly looking on the opposite side of the freeway just to make sure ain't nothing in the air.
Yeah, no, that happens.
That was scary,
people,
man.
People who get in wrecks for the next month or so, you'll get over it eventually, but the next, you know, several...
You'll be back to speeding and switching lanes in no time.
Like, you get the shakes.
That was crazy, and thank God.
Are you nervous, right?
Yeah. So we didn't get hurt. I actually tweeted a picture of it.
Yeah.
And salute to everybody. Everybody was checking on me, man. Mm-hmm. Chris Santiago hit me up like, yo, you good? I saw that picture.
Yeah.
It was a bunch of people that just hit me up randomly.
I mean,
like,
you were that close.
Yeah.
You know?
And the thing is, I thought, like, a tire, when you think of a tire hitting the car, you think, like, okay, it could have did that much damage.
Mm-hmm.
It pretty much took out the whole headlight.
No, and the like, fender.
It was, yeah. I will say the fender is good. It's just a lot of cosmetic parts mm-hmm. that need to be replaced. So it didn't really affect the car too much. Mm-hmm. So it could probably still be fixed. But we didn't have a scratch on us. She was driving, which made it worse because she kind of freaked out a lot.
Yeah.
But she stayed calm. But, man, that was scary, man. Like, I was driving in to work today.
Yeah.
I'm just looking on the other side of the freeway, making sure ain't nothing mm-hmm. coming towards this way.
Yeah, that's scary. Wild. And I feel bad because when you first sent the picture in the group chat, I was like, yo, that's crazy thinking that you had just seen somebody. And then, like, Lopez had mm-hmm. responded. I was like, wait a minute. Like, that was y'all?
Yeah.
Because it really, and we were talking about this morning, it really is fortunate. It basically just took out a quarter panel. It didn't hit, like, the hood, really. Yeah.
It could have went through the window.
The windshield.
It didn't hit the windshield, yeah. which would have been real problematic. Mm-hmm. It didn't get your wheels, so, like, it's still drivable. Like, it's you really got relatively lucky in all of this, all things considered. But it took a big old dent out of that quarter panel.
Yeah. No, it was a big dent to the point. It's like, man, like, we hoping that they don't total the car out.
Yeah.
That's how bad of a dent it was.
Yeah.
So hopefully they won't total the car out because it's her car. She had it. She is already paid for. So she ain't trying to buy another car.
Yeah.
So hopefully
Except
they
might have to.
Oh, man. I'm going to be pissed if we got to do that, man. Yeah.
713 said, whose tire was it? Which is a fantastic question.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Just, we had no idea. Just imagine driving and you look up. And the tire is coming right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have
airborne.
No, yeah, we have no clue where this tire came from. We know it came from the opposite side of the freeway, but it was no way we can like stop and track them down or what. We have no idea.
Going the opposite way and everything.
I have no. Yeah, all I saw was the tire.
Yeah,
that's what. Which is funny because it made me think of I had been driving, just seeing a tire rolling. But it was rolling the other way. It was rolling, like, with traffic in a weird way, which made me think, like, you know, it popped off, what have you, or fell off.
This was coming.
But, yeah.
This tire was coming full speed at you.
Yeah.
And mind you, we going 60, 65 miles an hour. That wasn't even – we usually be going 75, but we was going about 60, 65.
Yeah.
This tire was coming at us about 60, 65.
Crazy.
That is wild. So I'm very happy that y'all are safe. Y'all are good.
Yeah, we good money.
But, yeah, y'all might need to be out on the streets. Having another thing to watch out for, which is errant tires. And maybe even more, because I didn't realize that this was like as, I guess, prevalent. I don't know how much I could call it prevalent. It's a couple of texts from the 713. They said they were driving on the freeway 10 plus years ago. The hood of a vehicle in front of them flew off the freaking car and went right directly Houston, over their man. Truck.
It's Houston. You That's, see all kinds of
yeah.
all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, nah, I know. I've seen people talked about how mattresses then fell off of trucks yep. and stuff like that.
Yep.
But at least you could kind of have an idea like, oh, it was I saw the mattress before or something like that. We were trying to explain to the insurance people, like, there was no other car involved. Like, mm-hmm. we have no idea where this tire came from.
From the 713, that's actually very common, Fig. The tall, mm-hmm. That tire came off of a trailer with a bad hub. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And, and
see, the thing, that's fine, but we never saw it. Like,
right.
I can't even prove that it came mm-hmm. off of that.
Right, right.
Like, just imagine driving and you just see a piano fall out the sky.
Somebody said that's the tire that the old lady threw the window in the discount tire commercials. Even that's an old reference. That's wild. From the 832, y'all need to check the Reddit page, r/tires are the enemy. Oh, there's a whole Reddit dedicated to this? That's crazy. Yeah. And finally, I leave you with this. Somebody said, Figgy said he wanted a short role on Law and Order. It dang sure won't be a tall role. You had to do that.
Oh, man.
You didn't have to do that.
Never heard that one before. I've been getting short jokes all my life. That was so very I'm getting another man.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our Lunch Talk Confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. Coming up next, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. Did you have anybody or any entity that you thought was a winner or a loser off of this last weekend? 713-572-4610. Let's get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.